James Sparrow awakens too early and is besieged by the mean Christmas blues. It was an old, familiar nightmare. The one about men in black hoods chasing him through tall grass toward the precipice, overlooking jagged rocks and great greenish waves rolling and crashing in the abyss, where sharks with chainsaw teeth awaited, and great black buzzards hung in the air. And there he was, sliding toward extinction. And then Mr. Sparrow woke up to a song emanating from somewhere close to the bed. He thought maybe it was part of the dream, the masked men torturing him with a Christmas carol before tossing him to the sharks. And he lay waiting for the dream to evaporate, poof, so he could restart his sleep. But it was still there, that Christmas song he loathed and despised. It was dark, except for a faint glow from the bathroom. He was in Chicago. Mrs. Sparrow lay asleep next to him in their emperor-sized bed in the hushed splendor of the master bedroom.